All right. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. That was The Seatbelts from Joyride. In a Cloud is the name of that track. And again, they're going to be at our benefit for our indie rock compilation. Make sure you mark your calendars. That's happening April 29th at PJ's Lagerhouse in Corktown, Michigan. Going to be some great bands there. Of course, the Seatbelts are one of them. The Zots, Caveman Woodman, and Bam Bam are going to be there. Rogue Satellites and Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band. Other bands that are going to be on the compilation that we're just funding the pressing for the vinyl are the Mugs, the Beggars, the Blue Flowers, the Dogs. The Dogs, you know, you might not know them very well, but they actually opened up for the MC5 back in the day. So some really great, cool stuff there. So we're waiting to, you know, get started here with the live performance from the Social Bandits. But I think we might be okay now, I believe. All right. Okay, let me pod up here. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Yeah, just fine.
All right. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Excited to be here.
Yes, my pleasure. All right. Why don't we get started? What's the first song?
First song we're going to do is a Wolfpack tune. This one's called Back Pocket.
Back Pocket.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah, I know that it's taking me all this time. So it's taking me all this time to say, girl, tiptoe, and I want to acknowledge my mistake, girl, oh-oh, and I hope that you know it's not too late, girl, put it in my pocket, put it in my pocket, in my back pocket, put it in my pocket, in my pocket, in my back pocket, oh-oh, put it in my pocket, put it in my pocket. Yes, and now I want this piece of paper, cause I really, really need to know. Are you gonna be my fifth grade queen? So hit it back at the second hour, then I will know if you're gonna be my special flower. Ooh, girl, cause I need to know. I will put it in my pocket, put it in my pocket, in my back pocket, put it in my pocket, in my pocket. I hope that you know it.
All right, you got me the first song, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
We always joke about this. Every band that comes in here does that to me. They have that one song where it just ends abruptly, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, crap, yeah. I got to get back on the mic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should have given you a heads up on that one.
That's okay, though. Sounds really good, man.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. So how long you guys been together?
We have been a band writing tunes for probably about 5 years now. Yeah, just a little over 5 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, these guys, these three here, bass, drums, and lead guitar, Jared, Brad, and Dylan, started off as a band playing. They've been playing probably 8-9 years together, something like that. And then I joined in with them just about 5 years ago and started playing some more rock and roll tunes.
Don't take any offense, but you guys don't look old enough to be playing that long.
none taken, thank you.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, okay. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Oh, all right. Why don't you like go around the room, introduce yourselves? You know,
sure.
I'm so and so. I play this. Yeah. I've been doing this. Blah blah blah. You know.
Sure. Yeah. Definitely. I'll start. My name is Jesse. I am one of the lead vocalists, and I play guitar as well.
My name is Brad. I play the bass, and I also sing.
I'm Dylan, and I play drums.
I'm Evan, and I'm the keyboard player as of, I think the most recent
yes,
member of the band.
Absolutely.
I'm Jared. I play the guitar.
I like the players. Way you said that. I play the guitar. You know?
With gusto.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So tell me something about the show that's coming up.
Yeah, of course. April 22nd, we got Detroit by Detroit coming up, and we are playing as a band from Ann Arbor that we really like called Wolfpack. And the show is pretty cool. A bunch of local Detroit bands cover like famous or well-known Detroit artists.
Mm-hmm.
So we're covering them this year. Should be really cool. Last year we got to do Mitch Ryder, which was a lot of fun as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll be playing that song we just played a second ago, Back Pocket, is one of them, and we'll be playing two others as well.
And that's at the Loving Touch in Ferndale.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. There was somebody I knew. The guy that I'll think about it. But he actually did a Motown review with his band. And he actually dressed up in drag to sing for that review.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Yeah, it was. I think yeah. It was like, what do you call it? Please help me.
Like a tribute show or?
Well, no, it was Detroit by Detroit.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
And it was the female.
The Supremes?
Yeah, the Supremes.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
I love the Supremes. Diana Ross, right?
Yeah. So he actually he got himself dressed up in one of those kind of outfits.
Nice.
To actually sing it and do it and everything.
Wow, that's great.
That's awesome. Yeah, we'll be trying to dress up as our best Wolfpack as well.
That's easy, though, because they're just a bunch of U of M students.
That's right. Not too. Dylan will have the short shorts.
That won't be too hard, then.
Exactly.
All right. Let's do another one.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. This next one's an original tune. This one's called I'm Just Fine.
I'm Just Fine. Okay.
How's the weather? What am I in for today? Hope you are feeling better, 'cause I'm alright, I'm just fine. Can't complain about my problems, I'd like to keep that the same. Let's make a certain promise, we'll be alright, I'm just fine. Sorry. What I did, and that's
thinking lately, it's good that I got out of your way. Find some other rental love, girl, and be alright. And I'm just fine. Sorry I blew it the other day. Not sure what I did, that's okay. Sorry I blew it the other day. Not sure what I did, that's okay. Whoa.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the Social Bandits.
Hey, hey.
Why the heck have I not heard about you guys already?
I'm not sure. Why not?
Oh, my God.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad we're here today.
Yeah.
You guys are great.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You are really tight. I mean, I mean that. It's like, whoa.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, we really
appreciate it.
Much appreciated, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have Detroit by Detroit,
yeah.
And you said there was a couple other shows?
Yeah, our next show coming up. That one, again, we'll be covering Wolfpack, which will be a great time, playing a couple of tunes there. And then if you want to hear some original tunes, we're going to be playing May 19th, and we'll be playing that show at the Pike Room, Crowfoot Pike Room, in Pontiac.
Oh, okay. I've been there before.
Yeah, we'll have some cool bands out as well. Virginia Violet and the Rays, Evan's other band here,
sir.
As well as Jake MacArthur and
Frank Patrick James.
Yeah, we'll have those guys out. It'll be a great time.
Cool. And how do we find your music?
You can find the music really anywhere. iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, whatever you have, YouTube. It's all out there. It's on our website for free. It's really anywhere you can look.
And you're on Facebook, right?
Yep, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff. I think there's maybe a MySpace lingering on
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube for sure.
All right.
We're all over the place.
That's cool. All right. Well, let's do another one then.
All righty.
Sure. Yeah, we got another original tune here. This one's called Run Rabbit Run. Ooh, 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 ooh
live to survive. You'll die when I say it's time. Joke. Your life is just a joke. You're angry and you're broke. Running out of time. You're on the front lines. And we're singing a game for pity and a cigarette. Ooh, ooh, so life is shady if you don't know yet. Ooh, your mama's drunk. You feel down, I can't smile, so you frown. You try, but you can't speak loud. Hardly makes a sound. Kill! Just kill the lonely one. Oh, kill him, so he's done.
We got Evan Mercer on the keys.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J, broadcasting from Henry Ford College, Dearborn, Michigan. All right, Social Bandits.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
What's up, world?
Hello, hello.
Let me ask you this. What do you want to talk about?
Usually not the question we get asked.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't normally do that to people, but I think you're up to the task.
Maybe we could talk about our influences as a band or maybe individually.
Sure.
Definitely do that.
Shoot, Evan.
Cool. I think, well, personally, I draw a lot of influence from Stevie Wonder has been a big inspiration of mine. Some other favorites are a lot of jazz stuff. Herbie Hancock, whose birthday was yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Birthday, Herbie.
Yes.
Birthday.
and Frank Zappa is a big hero of mine.
Frank Zappa, yeah.
That's right.
I heard that tune today. My guitar wants to kill your mama.
Yes, that's right. he was a wild guy, but a businessman nonetheless.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
Personally, I've drawn a lot of influence from the Beatles. I think that they're the strongest songwriters that I've ever listened to. They're so diverse all over the board, and I think we kind of emulate that a little bit. You know, we try to be a diverse band with a lot of influences, but the Beatles for me, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, and some more current bands, The Killers, I think they're one of the best current bands right now.
What do you think of Muse?
Oh, Muse is great. Great songwriters. I mean, their lead singer is, I mean, he's operatic. Unreal. You know, it's so you can't describe it any other way. He's just classically trained, but somehow it works with rock. It reminds me a lot of Freddie Mercury quite a bit.
Freddie Mercury, yes. I always tell people, everybody talks about their favorite music, you know, the new stuff that's coming out now. Freddie Mercury had more talent in the end of one of his toenails than the average entire musician
There's
has.
There's no doubt there. Seriously. And he let it all hang out.
Amen.
You know, he just
did. Incredibly talented dude.
He
Bad Bottom Girls.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw a curveball because I think all these guys are probably going to name artists that people who are listening would recognize. But I'm going to throw out some names of local bands that have really influenced me and local artists. One of them is a guy named Mike Moody, who is a singer from L.A. is where
Who's
he's located
guy?
Nowadays. phenomenal artist. There's a band called Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas, who
she is very good.
Oh, yeah, fantastic. We've worked really closely with their bass player, Steve Lehane, on our most recent album, and that band has definitely had a big influence on us. Another local band that we really look up to is a band called Citizen Zero, really awesome rock and roll band who's kind of been hitting it really hard lately, and they're doing awesome things. So
Valley Hush.
I'll throw out, yeah, Valley Hush is another local
Valley
band.
Hush. They've actually been here.
Oh, awesome.
They That's are cool. amazing.
Dude, they're fantastic.
Yes.
All those bands definitely influence us.
Flint Eastwood.
The local stuff.
Flint Eastwood.
Yeah.
She's now great. You're talking my language here.
Yeah.
No, I recognize those bands.
Awesome.
That's
good.
Killer.
Those guys are, you know, setting the path for us, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you so much.
What about you, Jared?
Well, I like a lot of the same groups that everyone has said here for sure. My favorite band, I've always really liked the Beatles, like Brad. I've liked Pink Floyd a lot. I really enjoy listening to Tommy Emmanuel play. He's more solo, but he does a really awesome job with the guitar. And I like Jeff Beck a lot. I like the way that he makes the guitar sound.
Jeff Beck.
But I've got a pretty wide appreciation for everything I get. Mm-hmm. I try and pull it from everywhere I can, and I, you know, try and listen to new stuff as much as possible. I should do it more, but I definitely love it.
Well, you don't always have to listen to new stuff. Sometimes the older stuff is, you know, just as good or better. Mm-hmm. I know I'm sounding like grandpa now, you know.
No, that's true. I find new old stuff every day.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But
just constantly searching.
But one of my favorite moments is I saw Jeff Beck live at the Fox Theater.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
And he did that instrumental version of A Day in the Life by the Beatles.
So cool.
Wow.
Cool. I've watched that video so many times.
That's
awesome.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Super cool. Very cool.
And I've always thought that, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, Paul McCartney is such a talented person. Even if the Beatles never existed, if you could take all the other stuff he's done since, he would still be awesome.
Oh,
yeah. Still
definitely.
Be awesome. Absolutely. No doubt about that.
I actually view the same, I have the same opinion about George Harrison.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, George Harrison, too.
Yep.
They were just getting started when they did the Beatles.
I know.
Right.
And that's
seriously. Yeah, that's true.
They recorded all their music within like a 5 or 6 year span.
Yeah.
And I still hear a new Beatles song I never heard. Every time I listen to a Beatles record, I'm like, I may have heard this, but now it's like, now it's hitting me, you know, in a different way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we better get back to music,
I
think.
Yeah, let's do it.
What we got next, Jesse?
Let's see, Isabella.
Isabella, yes.
This is another original tune of ours off of our self-titled EP. In the dark is a bella.
so long. I need some relief. Is a balance all I need? I'll sing you a song to let out my grief. Is a balance comfort me? Tell us what secrets you confide, Isabella. Yeah, ooh, Isabella. Yeah, yeah, Isabella. Oh, Isabella. The day was so long.
All right, Isabella. Oh, I don't want this to end, gentlemen.
Well, we got a while left.
Yeah, we got some time.
Can we go on though till about midnight?
I don't. Sure.
Well, sure. Why not?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's hang out.
Yeah. Nah, that's cool.
Man. Yeah, man. Thanks for having us again. Yeah.
Oh, I really appreciate it. It's my pleasure. I mean this. I. Why didn't I know about you guys before, man? It's like, holy crap, you know?
Yeah, we're trying to get out there, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You guys doing any festivals this summer, or, you know? Or?
We don't know of any set in stone yet, but we are playing in downtown Milford. They're having, there's an amphitheater down there, and they're having like a all-day festival.
June 10th,
yeah. We're playing from 12 to 1.
12 to 1, that's it.
Yeah, that's a really cool little downtown, and they have this outdoor amphitheater. So that's the one that's set in stone right now, but obviously mm-hmm. we've submitted to all the big ones, you know, Arts, Beats, and Eats, and Dally in the Alley, and all
River
those.
Days and
yep.
all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping to hear back from those guys soon.
Yes.
But check out our Facebook page for sure.
Yeah.
We'll have it all posted on there. Facebook.com/TheSocialBandits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Backslash.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Why don't we keep it going then?
Yeah, sounds good. We got a newer tune here for you guys. This one's called It's Not You.
And I feel alone again, and I can feel it all the time. And I
accustomed to losing, and I'm not used to choosing time. But she said, it's not you, boy, it's just the time.
What was that?
Oh, I said that's a fun one.
Yeah. That's a pretty new tune for us, yeah, so we
that's cool.
Still
yeah.
have fun with it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we have fun with all our songs, but it's fun when we get a new one in the mix.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Keeping it fresh.
Definitely.
Okay, so as far as the songs you played so far, what is available right now and what's going to be available in the future?
All of them, besides that last tune. But we are coming out with a live video for that tune. In the next couple months, so we're pretty stoked about that. We recorded some live videos at Rust Belt Studios, so we're really stoked to get those out. But all the other tunes have either been on our first EP or our full-length album that came out in September.
Okay, so, you know, the people that are listening right now, they can get it all then.
Yeah, you can get it all. Go to our website, thesocialbandits.com. You can listen to it all for free on YouTube. It's, like I said, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, all that good
SoundCloud.
Stuff.
Facebook,
SoundCloud, Amazon, whatever you got.
Okay, cool. All right. So just in case people weren't listening earlier, let's go over the shows that are coming up again.
Yeah, sure. We got April 22nd at the Loving Touch. That's the Detroit by Detroit. We'll be covering Wolfpack. It'll be a fun night.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. And then we have May 19th, which is our original show. That'll be at the Pike Room, Crowfoot Pike Room in Pontiac.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be a lot of fun, joined with some great friends of ours there. And then we have June 10th is the next one after that. And that'll be another original show we're playing for an hour in Milford, Michigan. And outdoor amphitheater type setting. It should be really cool. We play from 12 to 1.
Okay. Who else is playing that Detroit by Detroit?
We've got the Messenger Birds. I know I'm pretty sure they're headlining the night. Xander, Michigan.
Yeah.
Xander's been here.
Yeah, okay, cool. He's great. Awesome. He's great. I'm trying to remember who he's covering, but it's so cool when they have bands that you wouldn't expect cover other big bands. You know, it's pretty cool. I remember a couple of years ago, a local band, Escaping Pavement, played as Stevie Wonder, and they're kind of like a folk Americana.
They've been here before.
They nailed it. That was one of the coolest things I've seen.
Their cover of As was one of the best I've seen.
Yep. So yeah, Xander, Michigan, the Messenger Birds. Any others that come to mind, Jesse?
Sadly, I can't remember anymore. I was trying to pull it up, but not
we'll,
great.
We'll pull some up. We'll tell you some more.
Yeah,
I was just curious, you know, because it sounds like a great show.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely.
And
oh,
I love, I've been to more than one of them, you know. It's great when people, like, cover other bands that they're, you know, into and that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, and they do it on two stages, three songs for each band. So it's just nonstop music, you know. It's really cool. I think it starts... around like 7.
Starts pretty
so.
Earlier, yeah, yeah.
And then it goes all night. So I think the last band goes on. Yeah, the last band goes on at like 1:30, you know. So
yeah.
it's a whole night of music, that's for sure. A lot of local music going on.
Okay. All right. Let's do another one.
Yeah, alrighty. Of course. This is another one off of our latest record in retrospect. This one is called Lonely Ghosts.
Catching me now. Gonna speak, you better say it loud.
Right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the Social Bandits.
Crowd goes wild.
The crowd goes crazy, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Yeah. I'm glad you got sent here.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. It's been a great time so far.
Us too.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So I noticed you skipped a song.
On accident.
It was an accident. We did. Well, we'll go back to it.
I just wanted to make sure. Yep, you know, yep. You're still going to play it, right?
Yes, yes.
We will.
Now, is that a cover or is that yours?
That's an original. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Because you were talking about possibly doing a couple of covers.
Yeah, we might end with a Stevie Wonder cover, mm-hmm. actually.
Oh, okay. Nothing wrong
with
that.
For our last
that.
Song. Yeah. So stick around. We'll be playing some Stevie.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Okay. All right. Why don't we keep it going then? So this is Hey You?
Yes, sir.
There all night, Caroline. You've got me feeling that there's something I'm missing, sweet Kristen. Hello, Heavy. I'm the one who can tell you are something else, and I'm the one, the one. Try to meet ya, lovely Erica. So is the truth, Hannah, of my dreams. I will never know what we could be.
Social Bandits with Hey You. All right. Broadcasting live from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. We are at the last of the real FM radio. I think so. What do you think?
I think so.
I think
absolutely.
So.
We don't play that commercial stuff. We don't play that crap, that top 40. We don't sit there and shove the same song down your throat every single hour of the day, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Right. Exactly.
All right. That's great. Okay. Let's see what time we got here. We got, at least two more, three more.
Sure. All right. Yeah, totally.
Okay. I can't read this one. Tumultuous?
Tumultuous. That's it. Right. Yeah. That's another tune off of our EP, self-titled EP, The Social Bandits.
One of our first songs, actually.
Yeah. What does that word mean? I forgot.
It means kind of crazy. It means everything's out of sorts.
Yeah, like... I mean, like, crazy excited, though. Like, everyone's going wild because of something fun going on or something like that, you know.
But to be honest, we didn't know what it meant when we named it that. Our friend Leon, who unfortunately passed away somewhat recently, he named that song. It was his first show he ever saw us. We played that song. We didn't have a name for it, and we said that to the audience. And he comes up to us after the show, and he goes, "That last song, you know what? Tumultuous." We're like,
we loved it.
Okay, cool. What does it mean? You know, like,
he was he was like the first dude outside of our parents or friends to really take notice of our band, and he really liked us. So it was cool. It was really cool to like have somebody who was enjoying our music enough to not only stick around and listen, but try and think of a name for it too. So it was cool. We were all about it.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool. Really cool. Well, rest in peace.
Yep.
Yes, of course.
All right. Let's do it.
Thank you. bring me love. Oh, oh, oh. I need your love. Oh, oh. Bring me your love.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right.
Tumultuous.
You're listening to WHFR Social Bandits.
Social
All right.
Bandits.
Yes.
Thank you again for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Believe me, my pleasure. Yes, definitely.
We're happy to be here.
Yeah. When she told me that you were coming down here, I was like, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. And then now you're here, and I'm like, whoa.
Awesome. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Glad you're enjoying it.
Have us back whenever you'd like. It's been a great time.
Oh, you can come here anytime you want.
Well, thank
awesome.
You.
We'd love
thank
to come
you.
Back, for sure.
Careful what you wish for.
Yes.
All right. Why don't we try to squeeze in a couple more?
Sure.
What are you going to do next?
What's on there, Jesse?
Let's do... We got I Wish next.
Let's do I Wish.
Cool. We're going to do a little Stevie Wonder tune for y'all.
All right. Just give me one second. All right. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Was a little nappy headed boy. And my only worry was for Christmas, what would be my toy? Even though we sometimes would not get a thing, we were happy with the joy the day would bring. Singing out of back door to hang out with those who know. Sunday school, you change.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. We love some Stevie Wonder.
Mm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I definitely do too. I grew up with his music, so
awesome. Mm-hmm.
Very talented man. All right. Well, we got time for a short one. Can we squeeze one more in?
Sure, Pink Sugar.
Sure.
Yeah, we're going to do one more original tune for you guys. Once again, we're the Social Bandits. This one's off of our latest record titled In Retrospect. This one's called Pink Sugar.
I knew it was you just as soon as those heels hit the floor. Didn't take long for you, girl, to walk out that back door.
Walk out that back door.
Your heart sank faster than my eyes could ever look away.
Look away.
Hold on one second, girl, I've got something more to say. You had enough love to fill the seven seas, but Lord knows you ain't got enough for me. There's nothing more to say. He had enough love to fill the seven seas, but Lord knows he never had enough for me. I haven't loved since I was 17. Pink sugar on my mind like a pin I just pulled on this hand grenade. And aroma all so fine, it's like a napalm escapade. Twice, so I don't really care anymore.
Really care anymore.
Wonder if you even saw my turn of civil war.